Couple of years down the road, you bound out of bed, ready to take on the day.
It's cool.
You're humming a little tune to yourself. Till the day I die,
Until the day I die.
I'll spill my heart for you.
Yeah. Story of the year, baby.
And you think that to yourself. You remember the day that you discovered that song by the band Story of the Year, and you referred to it as the Story of the Year.
I know the couch. There's a couch in that video that was notorious for smelling like piss
Yeah.
at this venue called the Creepy Crawl. It's in that video.
And
I played there.
every time that you think, like you hear that song or you hum that song, which is often, you think about that piss-stained couch.
Yeah.
You think about how far you've come. You are miles and miles and years away from that couch that was just lousy with urine.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
A few years ago, the venue shut down,
The creepy crawl.
the Creepy Crawl, and like you couldn't go to like the big party that they had because you were, busy living your life. You can't go back for stuff like that, So, but they actually sent you in the mail a piece of that piss couch.
Oh no, I don't want it. Don't want it. I don't want to. Why would
You
I want that? I'm a sentimental guy, as sentimental as they get. But I would not want a piece of a pit-stained couch
yeah, you get it
sent to
in
me in
the,
the mail.
yeah, you get it like sent, mailed to you and stuff, and you kind of look at it and you're like, you kind of have that moment where you think to yourself, yeah, I am a sentimental guy, but you say out loud, I mean, I am as sentimental as the next guy, but this is ridiculous. And
Yeah.
then like
Throwing it straight in the trash.
And then, like, your neighbor kind of hears you and they kind of look up and see you and they go, I'm sorry, what? And you go, I mean, look, I'm a sentimentalist and next guy, but this is ridiculous. And they're like,
I say
oh,
it
okay.
twice.
Yeah, because they didn't hear you. And you just like
Oh.
the line. So you're like, you said it again.
That
They have no
sucks.
con they have no context for the piss couch and what it means to you as an artist. So
Sure.
they're
How
just sort
could
of
they?
like, they're like, oh, okay. And then you go, all right, have a good morning, Rudy. They go back at you, Paul. They don't know your name.
Great.
But so yeah, so you actually took that piece of the couch that they mailed you, and you just kind of like put it in your backyard that
I would
night
throw it in the
with,
fucking trash, Pat.
yeah.
I would throw it right in the fucking garbage. I wouldn't even take it inside. I would not
Yeah.
take something. It's gonna smell like piss, Pat. Why am I bringing that into my home?
Well, you don't. You put it in your backyard. To be like, just because you do want to hold on to it, but it does smell like
Why the
piss.
fuck do I want to hold on to it?
Because when you look at this fucking piss couch, Aaron, you remember the years of struggle. You remember traveling for 6 hours for a gig, traveling th 3 hours away from the gig for a place to stay, only to come back to find out the Saturday show has been canceled.
Yeah, baby.
You remember those days, and you remember thinking to yourself, God damn it. Like, even like nowadays, when like if things don't go well, you think to yourself, God damn it, at least my couch is devoid of piss. And you also think to yourself, for now.
No.
So it does mean something to you on that level. So but again, you can't bring it inside. So you put it in your backyard. And that night it's hit by lightning like 72 times and it's destroyed.
Great. Great.
So,
How fucking disrupting is that? 72 lightning strikes in one spot?
72 times.
That
So,
seems awfully dangerous.
yeah, it's a lot. No one's hurt or
Yeah.
anything, but so you bound out of bed, you're singing that song to yourself because you are in
To
white. Yeah.
the day I die.
You think that you kind of like singing it, as you walk down
Yeah.
to brush those fucking chompers of yours. You're singing that song. And you're like, you know what? Till the day I die, I will spill my heart for you. You say that to your toothbrush, kind of like joking around, but you can swear that it hears you. So you're in a good mood because you have entered a sandwich making contest.
Okay. That's probably a little out of my league, but, you know, so I certainly appreciate a good sandwich.
Of course. Yeah. And that's why you decided to enter it, because you think to yourself, you know, I have consumed a lot of sandwiches in my life, but I haven't contributed to the sandwich, you know, the zeitgeist. So you think to yourself, God damn it, I want to leave this place a better planet than it was when I got here. And you're going to do that through the sandwich, specifically this sandwich making contest.
What kind of sandwich am I making?
Open faced. It's the first open faced sandwich that you've ever attempted. What it is on one side, it's peanut butter, bananas, crispy bacon. And on the other one, it's like bison meat.
That fucking sucks. Peanut butter, banana. It's like an Elvis Presley.
Yeah. It's half Elvis Presley,
sandwich.
Half bison. Yeah. And so it's.
Though that sounds so fucking terrible.
It could be okay.
Bison.
It's open face.
Imagine an open face peanut butter, banana, bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
You have to cut into it?
I mean, hey, you leave that up to the consumer. Whatever happens after they purchase that sandwich, as far as you're concerned, that's between them
How is the banana prepared? Is this like a sliced?
Yeah.
Long ways? Is it sliced rings? Is it mashed?
It's chopped and sliced. It's a chopped and screwed banana, basically.
So it's like kind of a loose chop.
It's a very loose chop, yeah. And what it is they take a banana and at the beginning of the day, they take the sharpest knife that they can find.
Okay.
And just like chop it up, like fill with rage. That's what you're supposed to do, at least when you create it. And so that is the sandwich that you are entering.
Okay, but tell me about this bison.
What do you
mean?
This
is where you lose me.
Bison meat.
Is it? Yeah, you're saying it's bison, so it's bread and bison meat.
Yeah,
that's what I'm bringing to this.
And peanut butter.
Am I supposed to combine them and eat them? Is that my intention, or are they to be consumed separately?
Here's the deal.
As like their own individual elements.
You look at it like this. You're going to provide them the sandwich. It's open face. If they want to combine it, they can combine it.
Why would you combine bison with peanut butter, banana, and bacon? This is the fucking most disgusting sound combination that you could think of. Why would you do that? Like, bison isn't like, it's not like super expensive anymore, but it isn't cheap either.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Why are we doing this? This makes no goddamn sense.
Because, so a few.
What kind of bread is this on? What kind of fucking bread is this on, Pat?
Ciabatta.
God damn. Have you ever spread peanut butter on ciabatta bread? It's fucking impossible.
No one ever
has.
It's full
of crags and crevices. It doesn't accept the peanut butter well. It's a poor bread for a spreadable.
And those crags and crevices, you find them almost aching to be filled with peanut butter.
Yeah, because ciabatta yields. It yields to your knife, and you spread it, and then all the peanut butter gets stuck in the holes on one end, and then there's nothing on the other end. And then you got it doesn't execute a spreadable well.
So 3 months or so before this, you had gone
skiing. I hate this. This sandwich thing is really fucking me up right now.
So what happened was, like I said, about 3 months or so earlier, you had decided to go skiing. You went skiing and you just kind of went by
No
yourself.
way.
You were like, you know what? This is something that I didn't grow up doing. I never quite learned how to do it. And it kind of, you know, it makes you feel like a fucking idiot sometimes when your friends are like, Aaron, let's go skiing. And you'll be like, oh, you have to make excuses because you're too humiliated to tell them that you can't ski. So you'll be
I would
like,
just say I'm
oh.
not going fucking skiing. I'm not. I have no problem telling people I'm not a good skier.
But you're kind of
I
humiliated.
lack any requisite balance. Like, it's not good.
Yeah. So when people ask you, like, oh, Aaron, you want to go skiing? You're like, oh, I can't. I'm gonna have diarrhea that day.
Great,
And they're
great.
like,
This
what?
fucking rules.
So you went skiing and you by the it was gonna be like your last run of the day, right? You've been there for like 17 hours straight, and you feel like you finally have gotten the hang of this. But you're like, you know what? I'm gonna do one more run, call it a day. And you feel like, okay, I can finally like hang out with the fellas who ski. So you go up in one last run, and you go up with this kind of this like older guy. You know, he is he's got long blonde hair. He's wearing like a tie-dye shirt, black sunglasses. You guys go up on the what do you call those fucking things? The ski lifts.
The
And you kind
lift,
of,
yeah.
yeah, you got on the lift with this guy, and the lift comes up behind you. You know, you look over, you see the guy that you're with. He looks over at you. The lift comes up. You scooch those tight little buns onto the ski lift, plop that ass down.
Oh, God.
You plop down, and it makes like a not unpleasant, like bloop sound, you know?
What do you mean by not unpleasant?
It just sounds cool. Your ass goes like bloop, kind of a little bit, like jiggles a little when you
Please stop. The fuck.
you've been working on your ass. This is a few years down the line.
Oh,
So
okay, good. I've taken up working on my ass.
yeah, your plump little ass. So your plump little ass and you get onto that fucking ski lift, and the guy next to you, he's like, oh, had a long day at the slopes, huh? And you're like, I, yeah. And he's like, yeah. About halfway up, there's like a problem with the ski lift, and you guys
Perfect.
fall. You guys both like fall and like roll down the hill or whatever, and you guys are stuck in a cave together for like a month.
A
And the
fucking
only,
cave. We
yeah.
fall from a ski lift into a goddamn cave,
And as you
and
fall,
nobody can find us for a month.
the guy goes like, this isn't righteous at all. Oh. And so you guys are like stuck there and injured in this
How
cave,
did nobody
and
find us?
it was a deep cave, I guess. And the only way that you guys were able to survive is that you just had this dream while you were stuck in this cave of this exact sandwich. And you're like, I need to survive this because I have to know what this sandwich tastes like. This is the only
Should have
thing that's
died.
gonna. This is.
I should have died there without the knowledge of what the sandwich tastes like. That's how bad it sounds.
Think so?
I would welcome death
Yeah.
in lieu of this sandwich.
So after about a month of being stuck in there, you guys are like finally discovered. You get pulled from the cave. The newspaper headline is overweight comedian found in cave on bunny slope. And so
That fucking
you're just
sucks.
yeah, you guys got stuck on
Overweight
a
comedian found in cave on bunny slope.
yeah, it was a cave on a bunny slope, and you were just like, you like skinned your knee, and so you're like, oh, I can't, you know, oh no, like it hurts too bad, and so like, you just kind of like,
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking serious?
so.
I fall off the ski lift that I feel pressured to be on, into a deep enough cave that no one can find us for a month, trapped with a hippie,
Yeah.
And the only thing getting me out of there every day is the thought of this fucking awful sandwich, but I skin my knee, so I'm too afraid to move.
Yeah.
Because of the pain.
Yeah.
This fucking sucks, Pat.
The hippie guy is never like you, like they can't find him. You don't know what happened to him.
I don't fucking care. I don't care. I don't care about that guy at all.
So you're entering this sandwich contest, and you enter
this fucking sandwich.
You call it Aaron's Open Face. And so you enter Aaron's Open Face into the contest. And I got to be honest with you, Aaron. It does very well.
I don't believe you.
Because people go, well, look, what the judges are saying is they're like, look, here's what we like about this. What we like is that we've got this classic Elvis-inspired thing on one side. And then on
classic.
The other side, we've got the whole bison, you know, the whole bison peanut butter crevice experience. And that's pretty cool, too. You know, there's a lot going on here. But what we really like about this is that he gives us the freedom to come up with if we're going to eat it with a knife and fork or if we're going to eat it like a sandwich. And in
what a bullshit answer.
In today's crazy society where we feel like choice is just an illusion, we applaud Aaron Brooks and his initiative and his commitment to choice amongst his fellow man and women. And everyone. So you get pretty far. You don't win. But you get like it's very well received. So you actually end up getting third place.
Great.
And so you win.
What do I get?
You win tickets to like some show that's happening later that night. They go, it's a rock and roll show, Aaron.
Cool. Who is it?
Aerosmith. Danny Goodwin's opening.
I'll go for Danny.
Sure, yeah. And he's like,
and hey, I mean, it depends on what they start with, you know.
Yeah.
If they hook me up top, I'll stick around for a little while.
Yeah.
What are they open with?
You ask Danny that, and he goes, he kind of like looks around when he tells you the gig, and you tell him that like he's opening, and you're like, what are they going to open with? And he kind of like looks around to make sure that no one's listening. And he kind of like starts to whisper something into your ear, but then suddenly stops. And you look up, and like there's like a guy in a suit looking at him. And he goes, oh, you'll have to come and find out, I guess. Then he whispers really quickly, crazy.
What does he say?
Crazy, but like he says it very, very softly.
Okay, so I'll stick around through crazy,
definitely. And so, and also like after the ceremony was done, the person who put it on is this kind of eccentric guy. He dresses like a medieval king, kind of, you know, and he's like very theatrical, but he's like. He pulls you aside. He has like this, like those big, like this big fucking robe on, you know? He's like,
yeah, big robe.
Yeah. He's he calls himself the Earl of Sandwich. He's like, Aaron, I very much enjoyed your sandwich. I'm so sorry that we couldn't give you first place, but we hope you enjoy the concert tonight. And he goes, keep up the good work. He like walks away.
I can't wait to see where this character goes.
The Earl of Sandwich?
You've invested a lot of voice work into this. I think this guy's coming back. I can't wait to see where the Earl of Sandwich goes.
Well, I'll tell you this much, my friend. That day, he just kind of goes away. Walks away after he gives you the ticket.
Single ticket?
Yeah, single ticket. So you go to watch Aerosmith perform. Danny opens up.
How's he do?
Up. Man, he eats shit. Absolutely.
Oh,
shit.
No, Danny, no.
Crickets.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they're playing at like where like the Lakers play. I
Isn't
don't know
that
what
the
that.
crypto.com arena?
I'm not super familiar, but yeah, I mean probably, yeah. So it's like, but so there's actual crickets that people can hear. Like it
Oh,
does not,
Jesus.
yeah. And like
Danny Goodwin.
the people who work there are like looking around because they're like, what, like we've never heard crickets here before ever. Like one of the guys is like, yeah, I mean, I'm here like until 3 a.m. cleaning, and I've never heard, like, people are very, very weirded out by this. But Aerosmith goes up, they start off with Crazy. Danny got that right, at least that evening. They're singing, their tunes or whatever, they're singing their songs. And you are like, were you much of an Aerosmith fan ever, Aaron?
Oh yeah, I mean, as much as like, because it's a song that gets played on like the local heritage rock radio station, you know, Janie's
Yeah.
Got a Gun. Hey, and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. What a fucking, there was not a bigger song in the world for
Sure.
a stretch of time than that song.
Yeah.
And like, that was their first number one hit all those
And
years.
you kind of like think to yourself, like, there's no way they're gonna like play it at the beginning of the concert. You're looking forward to it. You know that's gonna happen later.
It's got to be coming late.
Yeah.
It might be. It's got to be one of their, I mean, it's their most famous song.
You
And it's
actually,
like,
you
it feels like a
bought
good one to close on.
Aerosmith. They actually sell like special, like handkerchiefs for people to cry with when they close with that song.
Are
It's
the
like a.
ones that have been wrapped around Steven Tyler's mic stand?
It's implied.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and so you have like one in your pocket, fucking ready, because you know. So.
Aerosmith, yeah, that move, Armageddon got me. I'm not gonna lie.
They play that song Pink from that song.
Pink, my favorite crayon.
So you're like singing along and you're kind of like, you have
Yeah.
your eyes closed and they're kind of like swaying around. You're just kind of like bobbing in the breeze, and you open your eyes and you look over and there's this gorgeous woman standing right next to you that you didn't
Oh,
see
no.
before. And you see her mouth the words, Pink. It's my favorite crayon, just like you were singing. And for a second, when you look
Yeah.
at her, it's almost like you see
Pink.
you hear your voice coming out of her body, because it's like she's
Like
mouthing
the
the
sheets
words.
that we lay on.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. So I'm like,
You guys make
we're
eye
that
contact.
in sync.
You're that in sync. And you kind of like look at that for a
Ba, ba,
second.
ba, ba.
She's also
Yeah.
wearing glasses, and they're also pink. You
Okay,
can
so
you
she's
can
like getting dressed up thematically to come to see Aerosmith.
I guess so, yeah. You can see
Could be.
like you she's wearing like a tank top, and you can see like a little bit of a bra strap, and it's the exact same shade of pink.
Okay, sure.
So you guys kind of make eye contact for a second, and she you guys kind of like she you like kind of like nod at her. She nods at you, and you go like, "Hey, great song, huh? Gotta love Aerosmith." She's like,
Yeah.
she goes like,
Yeah, that's what
definitely.
exactly. Yeah.
But she
Yeah.
eats it up, dude. Like, she thinks that you're being like ironic and silly, but you're not. You just completely don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
she just takes that as like you being silly or whatever. And so she yells to you, "This is my third time seeing Aerosmith. What about you?" You're like,
I'd say, oh, sorry.
sorry, go ahead. What would you
I'd
say?
say I won tickets to come here. This is my first time,
And she
but
looks at
it's
you,
pretty cool.
and she like shouts in your ear. "Well, I'll tell you from experience, you always remember your first time." You guys both just crack up.
Yeah.
She's like,
Ooh.
"All right, she says, "You know what? I promised my sister I'd get her a t-shirt." She's like, "You'll be here when I come back, I bet. Hopefully. I hope." You see that she's got like a little awkward too. Then she's like, "All right, well, see you in a few." She walks away towards like the merch table. You kind of like watch her
Yeah.
go. And it's a thing where you just kind of think to yourself, like, whatever your type is, it's this girl.
Good to see you go. Love to watch you leave.
You kind of think that to yourself.
That's what my friend's dad would always say.
Yeah.
When we were kids. Talk about women's asses. Hate to see you go. Love to watch you leave.
You kind of think that to yourself, and you remember that weird laugh that he would do. Suddenly, there's like a hand on your shoulder, and out of the corner of your eye, you realize, you kind of look at it, and this hand is like a lot bigger than you think it should be.
Oh, fuck no.
And you hear a voice go, pretty girl, huh?
Oh, no. What have I done?
What do you do?
I look at the person who's asking me this insane question to ask another person, another stranger out in public.
Yeah. So you turn to the guy, and as you turn, you see now that the hand is like just like a normal size hand or whatever. And standing there is you, this dude. He's wearing a like maroon kind of shirt, you know?
Yeah.
He's got a leather jacket on. Looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
He's wearing a pair of tight stonewashed jeans.
Yeah.
He says to you, yeah, this is quite the show we're watching, huh? He smiles at you. He goes, by the way, nice to meet you. My name's Mickey. Mickey Less. He sticks out that a hand to you. What do you do?
I don't want to shake his hand. He just approached me at a concert and asked me about this woman that I'm with. That I'm not even with.
But like you feel kind of like at ease almost. Like we're like his presence almost like relaxes you a little bit. You know what I mean?
I would shake his hand and go, hi, I'm Aaron. And I'd shake his fucking hand. And then I would turn back to the stage and watch Aerosmith. What are they playing?
When you go to shake his hand, Steven Tyler is talking to the crowd. He's kind of doing like banter in between songs. He's like, he's like, Los Angeles, California. Let me tell you, nobody rocks quite like you. And everyone's like, yeah, everyone's like loving it. And you go to like,
Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You go to, that's what he's saying as you go to shake his hand. You shake his hand, and like, as your hands, like, as he grips your hand in his, and it's almost like the hand, even though it still looks like a normal size hand, it feels bigger for just a moment.
Like, how much bigger?
Noticeably. And for a second, you kind of think to yourself, like, well, what's with this hand? And you look down, and it's almost as if you have like a memory recall or something. Something happens where you remember something. You remember that when you were 4 years old, you had a pet turtle that you named Mr. Turtle Man. And you loved that thing. You loved it more than frankly than you loved certain members of your family. And you had
not saying a lot.
Yeah. You had Mr. Turtle Man for one magical summer when you were still just a little kid. Every morning you'd wake up, he'd be by your side. Every night when you would fall asleep, be by your side. The color of Mickey's eyes, it's the exact same shade of green as the shell of that turtle that you had 35 years ago.
Mr. Turtlehead?
Mr. Turtle Man. And that was the only summer of your life that you never had nightmares. when he slept in the same room, Mr. Turtle Man slept in the same room as you. You just had like kind of pleasant dreams about valleys where it was like softly raining, but it was okay because you were in the shade of a giant tree. So you kind of like snap like out of it. You remember that. You remember that you had it for a summer, but then one day you accidentally like rolled over on it at night. And then, you know, the next day I had to go to a farm upstate with other turtles. So you're like, you kind of think to yourself, wonder whatever happened to that guy. Wonder how that that farm's going.
That's great. That's so, great.
Anyway, so.
R.I.P. Mr. Turtle Man.
So he kind of like, Mickey Less like smiles at you and he goes, yeah, I kind of saw you hitting it off with that girl.
I go, I guess, yeah, that's like a private thing. I don't want to.
He goes, I'm just, sorry. I mean, I'm sorry to kind of interrupt your evening, but yeah, I've known her and her family for many, many years. They're great people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes, you kind of seem like a pretty good person yourself.
How the fuck would he gauge that? Because I'm at an Aerosmith concert? Is that the bar?
He goes, because only a person with a pure heart can make as good a sandwich as the one that you made earlier today, Aaron. He smiles. He goes, yeah, I know who you are. He goes, yeah, I was at that sandwich contest earlier. He goes, like I was reading some interviews with you, and yeah, like I checked out some of your comedy on YouTube. He goes, man, pretty funny stuff. Smiles. You kind of feel calm.
Say thank you. What are they playing?
Aerosmith. Yeah. Steven Tyler is now talking about the importance of algebra in school. So like they still haven't gotten onto a new song yet. It's almost like they're waiting for you guys to finish talking.
God damn it. Just start playing something, anything.
Because when you look up, he's like staring directly at you.
Oh, Steven Tyler?
Yeah. He goes, yeah, that, Mickey Less goes, yeah, that's Sandra. She's really something else. She and her family. He goes, anyway, you know, I couldn't help but notice that you guys kind of had a connection there. He goes, look, I know it sounds strange, but I kind of do this thing where I like to see good people get together. And Sandra is a pretty incredible person. And, you know, I just feel like I kind of have a way with it, with you know, kind of doing this. He goes, look, just kind of arrange something. Just go for it. He winks at you. And for a second, you taste peppermint in your mouth.
Oh, no, I do not like this.
Sandra walks back over like she's you see her like walking back. She's holding like a shirt for her sister. As she walks over, you hear Steven Tyler go, anyway, who's ready for our next song? And everybody's like, yeah, going crazy. And then they start playing like, doom, doom,
doom, doom, oh, shit.
Doom, wiki, 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 boom. They start playing Walk This Way. And then he goes, they start playing that riff. And you and like, this is like your favorite song that they do, you know? And so he goes, right before he starts singing, Steven Tyler goes, and I understand that we got ourselves a Aerosmith concert virgin here tonight, people.
And then
suddenly like a spotlight goes on you and you like freeze. And he goes, you know what we do to our Aerosmith first timers. He goes, get up here, Aaron.
I am certainly not the only person who's never been to an Aerosmith concert before.
You are that night.
No. There's no way that I'm in a fucking room full of people and I'm the only person who hasn't been here to the point that they all know this other tradition.
Yeah, and everyone's like, holy shit. People are going nuts. They're like, Aaron, Aaron. They do the thing where they like, you like crowd surf to like the front. And as you kind of look over,
I do not like this.
You turn around and you see Sandra there, and she had like her eyes are like shining, and she like her hands are clasped in front of her, and she's like, "Holy shit! Like, what's going on?" You know. They throw you on stage right as a song starts playing. he throws you the fucking microphone and you just go, walk this way, talk this way. And you do the thing that like Christina Aguilera does with her hand when she sings, like,
oh, I don't
like that. Well, she got like just crazy hand stuff when she sings sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I throw some crazy hand. I mean, if I'm there, yeah.
And the crowd goes apeshit. They are loving this.
They're into this.
Yeah. At one point, like several people scream that at you. So you sing like the first verse and you throw the mic back to Steven Tyler. He catches like it in his teeth.
Gosh.
And, like, flips it back and starts singing or whatever. You get off stage and Sandra's standing there and she's like, Aaron, that was fucking insane. She goes, here's my number. As she hands you like a piece of paper that has her phone number on it, that's when they start playing, I don't want to close my eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Luckily, you were recently, you went to go get a new pair of glasses at a Warby Parker, which is a...
I would not go to Warby Parker. I would like to make that crystal clear.
Well, you got like a gift card.
I don't care. I would give it away before I walk into the place that...
It's glasses for, you know...
For fat people. Let's just say what it is. We're not going to try to make this PC. It's glasses for fat people.
Yeah. And you got a gift card and you went and you got like a pair of glasses that specifically made it so that people couldn't tell you
that
you were crying. And you kind of think to yourself, thank God for Warby Parker. Because your eyes are welling up, dude, when Steven Tyler starts singing that fucking song.
I'm not afraid to show my emotions. I don't need glasses to hide my tears.
Well, you do that night. So
that fucking sucks.
You and Sandra actually end up like dating and things go pretty well.
Oh, great.
This is about 6 months into it. She's like, you know, she lives in LA too. She's a photographer by trade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she takes like photos of like, of people, of bands. She also does like, she like, one of the specialty things she does is she makes like tintypes. You know what I'm talking about?
Old school
kind of photography. Like that's just kind of like a thing she does, like artisanal shit, you know? And you guys get to know each other and things are going very, very well. And she's like, you know, my parents are flying in to visit and they want to meet you. She's like,
okay.
They want to take us out to dinner tonight.
Great.
Do you do it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've been together for how long? 6 months?
About 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd meet her family. They came to town. What am I going to say? No. And hey, sorry, we got to wait another 6 months for them to come back again. Like, right. No. Six months is a long enough time to meet somebody's folks.
So you guys go out to dinner and honestly, you kind of hit it off with them. Like you're very relieved.
Parents love me.
Yeah. And you kind of like think that to yourself. You're really not that nervous. Like,
yeah, at all. No, I crush it with parents. I'm sexually not threatening.
Right. And it gets towards a dessert. You guys are
all right.
Yeah. Things are going well. You you're feeling pretty good. You feel like you knocked it out of the park. You've got
good.
Some dessert coming your way. You're feeling pretty good. You got for dessert. You got chocolate covered Twinkies,
but it's like a chocolate dial.
They make it there, yeah.
Oh, it's like a house version of a version of a Twinkie would be.
Yeah, it takes like 45 minutes for them to make.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
How decadent is this thing?
Well, it's pretty goddamn decadent, or so you're hoping, as you're waiting for this dessert.
Who?
Her father turns to you. Like I said, you guys ended up hitting it off. His name is Bill Turum.
Turum.
Turum. T-U-R-R-E-M. William Bill Turham. He goes, call me Bill. That's what everyone does. You may as well do it too, my friend. That's what the first thing he says to you.
That's kind of weird.
So you guys end up hitting it off by dessert.
Does he not like being called Bill?
No. He's fine with it. It's just like a thing he says. He has like a lot of sayings like that. Like he'll go. Boy, it's earlier than a chicken's asshole on Christmas morning. It's like a little.
It's
like
earlier. Why not just say it's 4 a.m.? Why not just tell me the time? I don't need a convoluted fucking metaphor.
It's like, just
what the
like
fuck
a
is this?
Just yeah. Saying. He has another one that you hear him say at one point where it'll be like, you know why chickens cluck? It's because somebody has to. This crazy world. So he's a little
oh
odd,
man,
but he's a nice enough guy.
Yeah, you got to be nice when you talk that way.
He's very rich, and you did not know that until you met him.
Okay. What do you mean by very rich? Not that it really matters, out of curiosity.
You knew that she had, like, implied that, like, you know, she came from, you know, a little bit of money, but, like, this guy is, like clearly loaded. You know what I mean? Like
What is it? Like, what do you say clearly loaded? What do you think his, like, net worth is?
You looked it up beforehand? $17 million.
Holy shit. 17 extra large.
17 extra large.
Extra, extra large.
So, you guys, like I said, you guys end up getting along, and he says to you, you know, Aaron, I got to be honest with you. I'm really glad that this went well. But even if it didn't, you know, we're actually in town for a special event. So whatever. I'm going hunting tomorrow.
Oh, you're hunting in Los Angeles?
Yep. And
what are you hunting?
He goes, oh, you know, the usual about this time of year, all the things that are in season.
Oh, I don't really, I'm not a hunter, so I don't really know what that means.
He goes, oh, you're not? He goes, you could have fooled me. He goes, oh, why don't you join me tomorrow? I'll make a hunter of you yet. He smiles.
I'm not really big on the hunting thing. I really appreciate the offer. It's I did it when I was younger, and it just isn't my cup of tea. But I really do appreciate the offer.
He goes, yeah, I hate tea as well.
See, I happen to enjoy it.
Yeah. So
I happen to like tea.
So you go.
But I understand why you know.
The meal is over. You know, you guys all go your separate ways. Things go,
yeah.
Like I said, like you feel like things went like really, really well.
Yeah.
He goes, all right. See you tomorrow, Aaron.
See you guys. I'd say,
away.
Hey, good luck on your hunt is what I'd say as he drives away. I'd say, good luck on your hunt.
The window's up, so like he doesn't hear it. The next morning, it's like 6 a.m. There's a knock on your door. You had slept alone that night. Sandra, she had to like wake up really early the next day to go out with her mom. So like she just like went straight home after dinner. You're like jolted awake. You were having kind of an odd dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a dream that you were standing at a crossroad, dirt road, you know, two dirt roads intersecting. The only thing nearby was the sound of a oncoming train, but there were no train tracks anywhere near you.
Perfect. Not terrifying in the slightest. Not ominous at all.
Right. You, in the dream, you're just kind of like standing there and you look across, you cross the road and there was like this guy standing there. And it kind of looked like he was holding like a horn, like a trumpet almost. But at other times, it looked like a guitar. It smiled at you. And says, hello, Aaron. They call me Jack Scratch. You wake up when you hear like the knocking on the door. What do you do?
6 a.m.
Yes. In the
I
morning.
go to the I go to the door and I look through the people.
Bill. Bill Turnham. He goes, Aaron. He's dressed like Elmer Fudd, you know? He's not holding like a gun or nothing, but like you feel like it can't be far.
Sure. I would open the door to him.
He goes, all right, Aaron. He's like, well, I got to be honest with you. Last night, I wasn't being totally truthful with you. He goes, Aaron.
Yeah, I kind of got that impression, but I, you
goes,
know.
Yeah, he goes, it seemed pretty obvious, I'm sure. Wasn't really sure how to. I don't really like talking about this stuff in front of the girls, you know? It's weird.
Yeah, I get it.
He goes on to explain to you that that it's the one day of the year that you can hunt the devil. It's the one day of the year that Satan himself is mortal. He goes, Aaron?
No. No. No.
You don't want to hunt the devil? He goes, do you understand what's going to happen when we catch this guy? He goes, I know exactly where he is. He goes, I've
It's good
triangulated
luck.
everything.
It's good fucking luck.
He goes, he's behind the RBM Food Mart West. It's a convenience store right nearby. He goes, Aaron, I need
good
your
luck,
help.
man.
He goes,
well,
come on,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry. I'm not a hunter. I'm not a believer.
He goes, Aaron, you
I,
don't
I
have to
think
be
I would
a
I think I would hinder you more than I would help you. Good luck, but I am
he
not
goes,
leaving this room.
He goes, Aaron, I don't need a hunter. I need a witness.
You can find somebody else.
I need will he goes, will you bear my testimony?
I look him in the eyes and I go, Bill, you seem like a very kind man. And I think a lot of your daughter. She's a really wonderful woman. But you're barking up the wrong tree. This is not for me. This is just not for me. And I apologize. I really wish it were. I wish it were anything else. I wish it were college football.
Yeah.
Or baseball, you know, or even golf. Like anything.
He goes, Aaron, you just have to stand there.
I'm sorry. I'm not taking part in this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to bed. I really do wish you luck.
He goes, okay, Aaron. You go back to, he like leaves. The door closes on its own. You got.
What a fucking asshole to show up at my hotel door at 6 in the fucking morning.
Yeah.
And he's banging on it. There's people sleeping in the next room.
So you crawl back into bed. You're wearing white boxers with red hearts on them.
I don't even care at this point.
You fall back asleep. You're back at those crossroads, except now it's just empty. There's no one there. And you just sort of sit there by the, or stand there by the crossroads as like the world slowly goes gray.
You at the crossroads.
You wake up the next
See
day
you at the crossroads.
with a bunch of texts from Sandra that just say like, Aaron, call me. Do you call her?
Yeah, I call her right away.
She's like, and she's like freaking out. She goes, Aaron, I don't know how to tell you this, but they just found my dad's body. He's dead, Aaron.
Well, holy shit, that's fucking crazy.
She goes, yeah, they found him behind the RBM Food Mart West. She goes, yeah, like they, his body, like I don't even want to tell you what they did to it, but it and I don't know how else to put this, Aaron, but it's like they took his soul.
I tell her everything. I take a big, deep breath and I say, the next words out of my mouth will forever change our relationship.
Yeah.
And if I haven't told you this, I mean, I'm probably madly in love with this woman.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Have I told her?
Yeah, and she feels the same way.
I would say, I want to remind you how much I love you. And then I would tell her everything.
Yeah.
I said, your dad came. He woke me up and said he was going to go hunt the devil and asked me to go with him at 6 in the morning. I didn't bother you with it because it was 6 in the morning and it seemed like a bunch of nonsense.
And
And
she's
I
like,
tell her, I was like, I'm
yeah.
so sorry. Had I known, I would have done everything in my power to stop him. But it sounded like a bunch of gobbledygook.
Yeah. She's like, and like, she's kind of like quiet for a second. And she's like, look, Aaron, you can't blame yourself for this. She goes, my father, he was a good man, but look, he was into some weird stuff. One time when I turned 13, he made me try to find Beelzebub with him. We found him. Like, he
Why
made,
wouldn't you
look,
tell me this?
he goes, look, he made his choice about the way he lived his life a very, very long time ago. She's like,
Yeah.
but look, maybe we should get together to like talk about this.
Yeah, that would probably be helpful.
And then you guys make plans to just to
Is her
meet.
dad's dead?
Yeah.
What a fucking awful thing.
Yeah. And so she's like, to be honest with you, Aaron, I've been expecting this for a very long time. It doesn't make it any less, you know, painful, but she goes, look, Aaron, I don't want you to feel bad about this, okay?
I mean, I think in this moment I would harbor a lot of guilt myself, but
Sure.
I would not say a thing about it. It would be
Right.
about how do I help this person who has lost their father?
Of course. And you guys make plans to meet at your favorite coffee shop. It's called Coffee Beans. BEANZ. So you make plans to
Fine.
meet there. You kind of like get ready. Walk, you open the door to leave, and standing there is the Earl of Sandwich, and he yells, "Surprise, Aaron!" And you go,
Oh, this
"Whoa!" And you kind of
motherfucker.
like go, and like you're so surprised, and you go, "Whoa!" And you go backwards, and you trip, and fall out the window, and you hurdle 75 stories down to your death. And
What the fuck?
as you're falling down, you're just so surprised by the Earl of Sandwich. You hear him yell, "Aaron, I just wanted to tell you, you're now second place. He had to forfeit." And I don't know. That's just what he says to you. It's the last thing you
What
hear
the
before your body hits the ground and just explodes. There are body parts everywhere, including body parts that, like three hands are found.
Who fucking cares? This thing sucked. That sandwich sucked. The Earl of Sandwich sucked.
He just surprised you, and you were,
Yeah, he surprised me
wanted
to
to
my
tell you
death.
that you won second place. You could have seen Everclear.
Oh, man. Doom, 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 doom. Oh.
You could have killed the devil, and you could have seen Everclear right after.
I will buy you a new life.
I will buy you garden
Where your flowers can bloom. I will buy you a new car.
Perfect, shiny and
Shiny
new.
and new. I will buy you that big house way up in the West Hills. I will buy you a new life. Oh, yes, I will.
The afterlife is just you in hell. Listen to that song on a loop.
Not half bad.